She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two? Well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
AJ, aloha, welcome back. Yeah. I already missed being over in the islands.
Good to be back though, home here in sunny Southern California. Had a great time in Hawaii. We'll get more into it later on in the show. Living the good life here, as always, on the T-Dub Radio Network, heard coast to coast. Lots happening here, but right now, as you can hear, we got a great segment coming your way here. Cannabis Healing with the lovely Paxton Quigley. How you doing, Paxton?
Well, I am doing fine, and I'm really jealous that I'm not in, that I wasn't in Hawaii with you.
Yeah.
You make
next
sure
year,
you're
next year, right?
Next year.
6 months.
Good. Well, let me tell you, there is a lot going on this last week about cannabis. You know, it's becoming to a point that there is never a dull moment, and I'd like to run it down with you. And here's the latest. Last Tuesday, voters in Oklahoma, which is considered the most conservative state, voted for medicinal use of cannabis. And I got to tell you, the law is incredible. And I just want to read you a little bit about it. A person can get medical marijuana license from a doctor that would allow him or her to possess up to 8 ounces of marijuana, 6 mature plants, 6 seedlings, along with edibles and concentrated forms of the drug. Can you imagine that?
Whoa.
That is something. Then wait a second. Then on Wednesday, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York proposed a Senate bill that would remove cannabis from the DEA's list of controlled substances, like opiates, which would then allow states to determine their own policies without fear of federal interference. And really, what I find even more interesting in this legislation is that it intends, listen to this, it intends to earmark $2 million annually to states and municipalities for administering, and I got to quote what it says, expungement and conviction sealing programs for past marijuana possession convictions. Now, as you know, there are a number of people out there who have police records for being caught smoking cannabis in public, so that's going to be all gone.
Interesting.
Now, again, on this, again, on the same day, the United States Senate passed a bill that would allow United States military vets to receive recommendations for medical marijuana from government doctors. And also, the bill protects veterans from losing their government benefits as a result of cannabis use that is legal under state law. But unfortunately, the bill still has to make its way to President Trump, so we'll have to wait and see if he will sign the law. And wait, I got even more news for you.
Keep it coming.
And on Friday, the U.S. Senate Farm Bill was passed, and it includes Senator McConnell's measure to legalize hemp as an agricultural commodity by removing it from the federal list of controlled substances. So amazing things are happening on, you know, in terms of laws. So let's introduce our guest today, Stephen Cohensberg. He is the managing director and general counsel at an organization that a lot of people don't know about. It's called Tikkun Olam. I don't know if you've heard of it, Adam and Alan, but it's an Israeli company that was started as a nonprofit back in 2005. And it's the world's leader in medical cannabis research. Stephen, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you. We're quite delighted to have you here. First, just give us a quick background as to what Tikkun Olam stands for in Hebrew.
Right. Tikkun Olam stands for repair the world. An old, Hebrew tradition that all people of all kinds should be going out and effectively doing their best to repair the world in any way that they can, in any way that they can.
That's nice to know. That's really nice. Now, I know that Tikkun Olam is also famous for something else. They found out some very important initial information about the chemicals in cannabis. Can you tell us about that? Because that broke it all open.
Yeah, that is correct. You know, one of the beautiful things about Israel at the moment is the free flow of information, you know, among doctors and, you know, cannabis growers. And Tikkun Olam was the first company to, respectively, the first medical cannabis company in the world. And we've been teaming up with doctors and with patients to collect data and to do clinical studies in order to nail down and focus on specific ailments and to treat them with cannabis. And it's been extremely successful, especially among veterans with PTSD, with children in epilepsy and autism. These are studies that are all in process or have been completed. Some of the more exciting stuff has been happening in the in the IBD area, in the gastrointestinal ailments that people have been having, including Crohn's and colitis, which we have some extremely successful information. Very good information.
Can you tell us a little more about that? Because I understand that a renowned physician was in the United States recently and discussed some apparently astounding results of her research.
Yes, Dr. Timnah Naftali has been studying cannabis for quite a while now, and one of her main focus is on Crohn's and colitis, and she's been doing tests with patients, you know, not huge samples because it is a small country, but the data that has been shown, that she has shown, incredible efficacy when it comes to treating these particular ailments.
And what has the cohort been? How many people have actually been treated?
Well, this is the sample size has been less than 100 at the moment, but one of the things that it has shown is shown incredible results from each of these people. There, in fact, practically none of the patients themselves have basically all agreed that this product seems to work very, very successfully for them. There has been no downsides to the study that she has been producing, and it's produced incredible results. In fact, when the DEA refused to reschedule cannabis from a Schedule 1 substance, they basically stated in their report that they have found no studies other than one which have proven helpful to them in a scientific sense. And the study that they were referring to was Dr. Naftali's study.
That's very interesting. Now, is there something happening in other areas that you can speak about? I mean, is there something that is just so preliminary?
Yeah, well, there's not much I can speak about because a lot of this stuff is proprietary at the moment. But one of the interesting things that out of the huge list, and that's only this week, right? The huge list of issues that have been addressed this week, everything from, hemp and CBD to all these different bills that are being passed and being introduced in the Senate, is the approval by the FDA of a GW Pharmaceuticals drug known as Epidiolex. This drug is the first of its kind in that it's a natural CBD cannabidiol product that has been approved by the FDA for treatment of severe pediatric onset epilepsy disorders, children. This is going to help children with their specific treatment-resistant epilepsies, in particular Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut. It's actually quite incredible. This coupled with the farm bill, you know, will effectively create a system whereby the CBD, at the very least, not necessarily THC, but CBD will be able to be freely tradable or freely move among states. In other words, that restriction, the Schedule 1 restriction, will be removed. And at the very least, this is an amazing start, that CBD will be able to be transported across state lines.
That's very interesting. I know that there were two programs on children that had epilepsy and were treated with CBD, and it was quite remarkable that with some of these kids, they would have sometimes like 50 episodes a day, and with taking CBD, it went down to practically nothing. It sounds like to me that it's almost magical. Do you actually think that way?
Well, I never like to think that way. I would love to be. It would be wonderful if this was the miracle drug we've all been waiting for. But you know, I think of course more testing needs to be done, and in order for the United States, for us in the United States, to be able to do that testing, the changes are going to have to be made to the law. They're moving. It's moving in the right direction, and we sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel. But it's still at the end of a tunnel, and we have a ways to go. You know, we don't like to believe that everything's going to happen, as soon as we would like it to, but in due time. In due time. This is a very, very encouraging week, I must say.
And do you think that it will continue in terms of more and more states coming on board? I mean, there's talk that New York State will even legalize recreational cannabis.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think that everyone is recognizing the efficacy of this product and the need for more testing. And the only way to do that is honestly to legalize it across the United States. However, in the end, there's still going to be a conflict between the states and the federal government. And until the federal government changes, you know, not much real work is going to be able to be done. Although, like I said, it's changing, and it's changing slowly. In New York in particular, you know, Cynthia Nixon has effectively changed the conversation here, and Cuomo has now come out in support. So, you know, all in good time. Although, as a native New Yorker, seeing Canada as the better country and New Jersey as the better state is a little problematic for someone like myself. But I think we'll change that.
Well, that sounds very good. Now, do you see though that we're going to run into a lot of bumps on the way, because there are a lot of people out there who, when you say cannabis or marijuana, they kind of, you know, move away from you. Like, I've talked to people about, you know, developing this segment on this show, and some people just love it, and then there are others that kind of look at me and almost want to turn away from me. You see that changing?
Well, I do see that changing. A lot of the people that I work with started out as many of them started out as extreme skeptics, but when you see the data and when you see how this stuff has helped children and veterans and athletes, I think that will soon change. It is a different, we have to change the narrative. We have to move away from the reefer madness of the past and move it into, you know, a more medically focused situation whereby people will look at this a lot differently. You know, the next generation, the millennials, they look at it differently.
We're against the clock, everyone, but I do want to thank you, Stephen, for joining the radio network this morning. Paxton, again, great segment with Cannabis Healing yet again here. Everyone, thank you so much for joining the show this morning.
Absolutely, guys. Really, really wonderful. I hope good luck, guys, and I hope everything works out. Yeah, very exciting stuff.
Thank you.